You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We keep the conversation going with our mining updates, and we're taking a look at interim results from DRD Gold. They gave us the first half of the year ended at December 2024. I'm joined on the line by the company's chief financial officer, Riaan Davel, to take a look at the numbers and see how we can make sense of them. Good evening, Riaan. Thanks so much for taking the time. Good, strong start to the first half of the year. It's always nice to have a gold price that's playing ball. How are you guys feeling going into the second half of the year?
Thanks, Jimmy. Nice chatting to you. Yes, gold price always helps at this level, but underlying operational performance is what really gets us going. And it was one of those six-month periods where things turned out as we wanted it to, as we when we talked to the market in August in 2024. So what we said we wanted to do specifically for Ergo, so we wanted its volumes up, and we wanted to look at costs, and we managed to do that. So period on period, just 5% up for Ergo, obviously, and that's with a volume increase of 22%. Obviously helped by our PV and battery system, so that helped, and then the change in material, as we said we wanted to do. So it's more slimes material, obviously decreasing machine hire costs, so all of that helps. And then electricity up only 3%, with volume up 22%, and looking at double-digit increases for Eskom. So really positive from Ergo, and the same on Far West, more consistency, tons coming through as designed, slight increase in yield. And obviously, we always underestimate that, Jimmy, but when costs are under control and the margin opens up with a high gold price that we're experiencing, all of that just flows through to our profit, which we see a bottom line and headline earnings up 65% period on period.
Riaan, the cost side of it, as you mentioned, keeping those costs under control is quite important. All-in sustained costs were up 6% in dollar terms. Obviously, part of that would have been owing to a slightly weaker rand at certain times and the average pricing moving around there. But 6% in the context of a gold price that's run as hard as it has doesn't really seem like much for concern at the moment. I suppose, as you said, it does give you a bit of room as well from a margin perspective when the gold price is running that far ahead, and your costs are not growing by much more than inflation, really.
Exactly. And the all-in sustaining cost one you referred to, obviously sustaining costs for us decrease period on period. So we're very much focusing on growth capital expenditure for both operations. And then the other big factor, obviously, for all-in sustaining costs is the cash operating cost that I mentioned. We really managed to keep under control, assisted by good investments like the PV, and hopefully we'll still see the full benefit of that down the line, and the battery. And then, as I've mentioned, at Far West, it's a different kind of operation. It's one site. It's got full production from the Driefontein 3 site now. But all of that helps. And as I said, playing straight through, if you look at all-in sustaining cost margin, for us is really, really healthy at 35% with the increase in gold price.
Riaan, I want to take a look at something else on the balance sheet that's increased. That's your deferred tax liability just north of a billion rand. It was just under a billion rand this time last year. So it's just north of a billion rand. But there were some acquisitions that were made there. Take me through some of those adjustments from an acquisition point of view that might have driven up some of those numbers, but also the importance of those acquisitions, I suppose.
Yes. So all the capex that we're incurring, obviously at Ergo, just under 3 billion rand over the last 2 to 3 years for the solar and battery project. And then similar capex projects, not of the same size, but over time for Far West. So both those capex numbers mean that we can utilize those capital deductions for paying less current tax or even no current tax at the moment. But you're quite right. What that does is It depletes the tax base from an accounting point of view. And that's right, that deferred tax liability, what it indicates on the balance sheet is in the future, if we continue to make profits, at some point, there'll be a profit, it's called a taxable profit then at that point, that you cannot deduct any allowance, like a capital allowance for anymore. So it almost warns in the future that there may be more tax, which is down the line, obviously great for investment and great for SARS eventually, if all of these investments pay off and we're able to generate taxable income over a long time. So that will be a feature of our accounts in this highly capital period, where current tax will be low and even nothing for the operations, but deferred tax will continue to increase.
Rian, I want to look at something else that's increased in the interim period, and that is your interim dividend up 50%. Obviously, those benefits are something you can pass back to the shareholders, as you mentioned, is that you might be able to pass those back in the interim while you're building and while you're expanding and while you're growing the business. And it's always important to keep the shareholders in mind along the journey, I suppose.
Yeah, it's an important aspect for us, Jimmy. As you know, with this interim dividend, it's our 18th consecutive financial year that we'll be returning cash back to shareholders. So we would like to keep that track record going, although we are very clear to the market to say that we will prioritize cash that we generate towards this 10 billion rand capital expansion program of ours over the next 2 to 3 years. But in a period like this, where we had really good operating results, really good operating cash flows from our business, I think it really makes sense to say also to shareholders, here's a dividend, there's an interim dividend in this case. Although down the line, we'll continue to manage and prioritize our cash towards CapEx as we position for growth down the line.
Rian, take me through that. Take me through the operational side of the business looking ahead. Obviously, production-wise, I want to get a sense of what you guys have in mind for the second half of the year, some of those CapEx commitments, or at least the capital plans or projections for the capital advancements. I mean, it's always nice to have a good liquidity position, just shy of 2 billion rand in liquidity that's sitting there, no bank debt sitting on the balance sheet. Those are very, very good things to have in place, but it just means that the business is able to grow quicker and stronger.
That's right, Vinny, and let me expand a little bit on that capital program of ours. It's part of our Vision 2028 that you would have maybe heard our CEO talk about, and it's in a vision for us to expand both our Ergo operations and our Far West Gold Recoveries operations. And it says it's a 10 billion capital program, and it's looked to Ergo firstly. We've already built the solar and the battery, just under 3 billion. And then it's a program to extend the Brakpan/Withok tailings facility to increase the tailings capacity for Ergo. And then at the Far West Gold Recovery side, we're looking to build and are currently building the regional tailings storage facility there, which is a magnificent facility, going to be able to take 800 million tons on the Far West, and obviously with its related pipeline infrastructure. And we're also upgrading our plant there, the DP2 plant, from 600,000 tons a month to 1.2 million tons per month. So it's really something exciting to look forward to. And Vision 2028, what we're aiming for is at that time to have our tonnage throughput at 3 million tons per month, and then hopefully would have added approximately another ton of gold to our annual gold production, so up from the current around 5 tons, so hopefully 6 tons per annum gold production. And you're quite right, we don't have debt at the moment, but we have a facility that we put in place end of July in 2024 with Nedbank of up to 2 billion rand for 5 years to see us through this growth phase. And as I said, the benefit for us is still we continue to put out these kind of operating results, and the gold price stays at high levels. We generate cash while we're building for Vision 2028 and setting up the business, and hopefully be able to do that with minimum debt exposure. So for the rest of the year, hopefully more of the same, as I've mentioned, to optimize our solar and battery plant. And then we've kept our guidance the same. So we didn't change that from August 2024. So costs are under control plus production. So it's for us to execute both from an operational level, but also from a growth CapEx point of view to support this Vision 2028 of ours.
Well, wish you the best of luck with those endeavors. We are certainly going to be keeping an eye on the progress that you continue to make. All the best for the second half of the year, and I'm sure we'll definitely catch up at the end of the year. We'll leave the conversation there for now. That was Rian Daval, the Chief Financial Officer at DRD Gold, giving us an update on how they started the first half of their new financial year and what their plans look like for the second half.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.